البيان راديو presents the following lesson from مسجد الأزهر بأمو.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم أما بعد، InshaAllah, just a quick reminder of a Muslim always having high aspirations, meaning that he always has the need and the energy and the feeling to always be on a path to achieve something. And not just anything, but the highest of achievements. And so he aspires himself day in, day out to achieve this. First and foremost, there are different levels. The first of those levels of any Muslim, of his aspiration, is attaining Jannah, attaining paradise. Because that is the highest of reward, that is the highest of goals. And that is the goal of every believer. That he leans and he wants paradise, he wants Jannah. And he lives his life according to what pleases Allah and the path that leads him towards paradise. So he aspires his life, his works, his energy, that he attains paradise. And that's the goal of every Muslim. Every Muslim, his goal is to achieve paradise. For verily, that's the eternal, that's the success. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions a successful one is who? The one that attains this. The party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones that are given paradise, that are given Jannah. And that is the eternal life. In the darul akhirata lahiya al-hayawan. And the best of life is the eternal, is the everlasting. And that's the reward that the believer he gets for his patience that he had in this world. And the reward that Allah gives him for his patience, for his struggle. That's why we always find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about belief and also good deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Verily those that believe and do righteous good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them paradise, that which rivers flow underneath. Because that's the goal of every believer. There's nothing else he should be focused on in his life except for Jannah, except for paradise. And Allah describes the beauty of paradise to aspire the believer to have even more love and wanting and working towards paradise. The ease of it. You don't hear evil. You don't hear problems in paradise. You don't face calamities. You don't face problems. You don't face issues. You face only peace. That's where the angels, they welcome. As-salamu alaykum tibatum. Peace be unto you. Welcome. You've achieved. You've achieved paradise. This is your reward. Peace be unto you. Tranquility be upon you. Why? Because you've attained it. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And on this day, they are rewarded. And they are given paradise. This is the reward for their patience. And they are the successful ones. So this is the reward that they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's the first aspiration of any believer, that he focuses himself to achieving paradise. The second aspiration is to live a beautiful life, to live a happy life. Is it possible? Of course. To live a happy life and a comfortable life or a content life is also a reward for a believer. Doesn't mean he has to have the best things, the most gold and the most houses. But tranquility is upon his heart. So he aspires to live in peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about good deeds. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Whoever does righteous actions, from male or female, and he is a believer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will give him a life of bliss. حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah will give him a life which is beautiful because of his good actions. And that's the aspiration of every person, to live a comfortable and worry-free life. Not saying that calamities won't befall and problems, but he faces them with sabr. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says that Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah mentions that Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, whoever he puts their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is patient, Allah will never let the deeds of the doer of good ever go to waste. Meaning whatever you do of goodness, it will come back to you. And you may see it in this world. So, the believer has many chances to achieve happiness and tranquility in this world. You know, Allah makes halal the nice things, makes haram the bad things. So the more halal things you do, the more tastefulness, the more beautiful life you have. And that's what every person inspires. It's not about what you have, it's about what your heart is content with. When your heart is content with something small, then know that you're living and aspiring that life of happiness. Allah's given you that. The third is to aspire to be healthy. Have the aspiration to be healthy. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that two blessings that people, they miss out, great blessings, is their time and their health, their well-being. And we all inspire to be healthy. We go to the gym, we walk, we eat food, we eat properly, we exercise, we do all this. Why? Because this is a natural aspiration. Other than life, we want to make sure that if we are in life, we want to be able to be healthy. Because when you're not healthy, you can't do certain things. Even actions of ibadah, you're restricted. Even though, yes, you have exemptions, but a brother once had a broken leg. He said, you know I've got the exemption for it, but my heart leans for me to be able to make sujood. I used to love making sujood. I used to love prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know I've got the exemption that I can pray standing or on a chair, but I just used to love it so much. So even though you're restricted, doesn't mean that you don't aspire or love to do these actions of ibadah. So health, we aspire for good health so that we may enjoy life and that we may help others, support others, give sadaqah, give charity, help the needy, help the poor. And to do that, you have to have energy, you have to be healthy. And that is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Health is one of the greatest blessings that you can have, to be able to function as a normal human being. What is a disease? Something that takes you away from what you're naturally capable of doing. That's a disease, be it physical or mental. It stops you, it prevents you from doing actions that you would normally do as a healthy person. It diminishes your ability, it takes away from your strength. We aspire for these things. We aspire to be healthy. We aspire to have this health that we can continue for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, and there are many others, but these are the main four. We aspire for provision and sustenance. We work for that. But we have to know that sustenance does not come from us, it only comes from Allah. And it comes from Allah when we have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have tawakkul in Allah, we have our sustenance. If we put our trust in Allah, we have our sustenance. If you believe that you are the only one that gets this sustenance and it has nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you've lost all sustenance. Because everything you achieve belongs to Allah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you put your trust in Allah, put it so much so, like the bird. The Prophet, I'm giving an example, like the bird that leaves its nest hungry and it comes back with a full belly. It left without food, it came back, had eaten. Allah will provide for you like this bird. If you put your reliance and your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we aspire for this, do we put our tawakkul in Allah? Brother comes, akhi, I'm not saving money, I'm not this. Put your trust in Allah. Things are hard. Put your trust in Allah. Don't think by working more hours you're able to achieve. Don't think by investing your money you're able to achieve. Put your trust in Allah. You aspire, you want these things, these aspirations. Have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on top of everything in your life. And all your aspirations will be fulfilled. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never in the history of Islam, or the history of the prophets, or the history of the ones that followed, ever did anyone put their reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they failed. If anything, they were successful in this life and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that to the world. But whoever did not put their trust in Allah, like Fir'aun is a perfect example. And all the other enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the other mini Fir'auns that are out there, when they believe that they did everything, that all their aspirations were only from themselves and had no direct connection with them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they failed. And they were destroyed. And some were even destroyed from their own hands. Why? Because whatever you aspire has to go in accordance with the trust and the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every Muslim aspires every day, by day of his life, to achieve paradise and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah may forgive him and enter him in paradise. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.